Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the VA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome, one and all. Some of you, by our invitation, were applicable. My two church mice, Peter and Paul. We continue to grow exponentially, ubiquitous audience, one and all, by paying it forward, and we are. So continue to do that. We appreciate it. We're here daily, 3 audio shows. Blessed to be on most platforms, all platforms, where you'd hear any podcasting show. We ask interactive poll questions each and every day. It's going to be a topic of this snippet today. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, somewhere in there. Our main MAINE mentor moments, daily offering in business and in life, mostly in life at this point in time. Do you like our YouTube offering? YouTube offering at Bill Holt 8792. Give us that thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where applicable and you're comfortable in doing so. And do interchange with our daily interactive polls, today being our main mentor moments. Taking a deep calming breath, when we come back in 10 seconds, we'll segue into a little tiny bit of an overview and then jump into about a 12-15 minute segment, hopefully wrapping this up in less than 30 minutes. The word to hover on today, main mentor moments, is gratitude. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath, kind of a segue in, welcome everybody, a little bit of a 3-4 minute overview and then about a 13 minute ending result. I asked you in the opening, with all due respect, to hover on the word gratitude. We have an abundance of it here. It's something that we personify through all of our shows, hopefully interpreted as such. So bringing it main, M-A-I-N-E, to the state of main mentor moments, where I reside, do these shows, Main Street, Portland, Maine. And then, of course, as it emanates out, Main Street, USA, Main Street, around the world, with my global exposure, blessed at these platforms at the show. So upcoming theme ideas in this regard that I'll expand upon after a quick 10-second break in the last 13 minutes. Picking themes related to business for life, both in business and in life. The main mentor moment segment, some of the ideas upcoming, overcoming challenges faced by new businesses and existing ones in Maine. For instance, homegrown, hometown, home flavor, home community. And then the regions that you're listening in your area. If you have expertise, if you're John Q. Public, interact. We'll field your questions all above board into the subject matter. You can be on the show. So, work-life balance, busy entrepreneurs, the importance of building a strong network, not only here in Maine's business community, worldwide, where it's applicable to the business element. Let's hear stories of successful Maine businesses for sure, and the lessons learned from within and worldwide. Continue to share my personal anecdotes as a retired business professional. Let's share yours. Reach out if you're retired, if you do score, or you speak, or you, what do you do in retirement? Another great one, fodder, and those that can help us silver streakers. In that regard, we talk everything, health, wealth. Share your personal stories and anecdotes that illustrate your mentor moments. This will make the content relatable and hopefully engageable. We do these shows daily. That helps me refine my seeking out of said expertise as I welcome new hosts, as well as the repeat performers with the expertise that have all been outlined by my prelude shows. Actionable advice. We're not going to just tell stories here, but stories are important. Yours, mine, and ours. Actionable advice that our listeners can implement in their own daily lives. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So, in Maine, as I always try to do, to be fair to the World Wide Web, the good, the bad, and the totally absurd and ugly that's available on any pieces of information pertinent to any subject on the World Wide Web. In Maine, a good place to start if you haven't already done so, especially if you're a striving entrepreneur. MaineSmallBusiness.org. All right, 10-second break. We'll come back. We'll have the 13-ish minute. We'll wrap this thing up for today. Thanks, everybody. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bell. Just wanted to remind everybody I'm here each and every day, 7 days a week, 365. Now we're in our sixth year with your great help, continuing to pay it forward. Blessed that we're heard on all platforms where you'd hear any audio podcasting show. My YouTube channel is Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us. Subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. Please do interact with the daily interactive polls by leaving your voicemail messages here at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast shows and my many other platforms. Now let's get back to today's show, and thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being there. Let's segue right in and welcome one and all to today, another edition of the Maine Mentor Moments. And asking the question, have you ever felt a hunch that turned out to be right? Where that's applicable, that's your intuition whispering valuable insights. Did you know that cultivating gratitude can actually strengthen your intuition? So we're going to attempt to explore for 15, 20 minutes today's mentor moments, main mentor moment, mostly in life as opposed to business, revisiting some words we've talked about many times for those of you that do follow the show and have been here before, gratitude being one of them. So what are the connections between powerful forces and discovering and appreciating what we have can unlock our inner guidance system that's the innate within us, within you and without you, on the ethereal side of our holistic healing, our shows. So, leading you towards a more fulfilling and abundant life. A couple of questions framed in the description of the show today. Love to have your interaction by leaving voicemail messages here at the board. Have you ever experienced a situation where a feeling of gratitude led you to make a wise decision and/or avoid a potential pitfall? Really love to have you help me out with that as I have more expertise guests within my show scheduling moving forward. Questions, interaction, Q&As, live potentiality to do so. Takes a lot of interaction with yourselves. What questions are we asking that you like? What got you here? Who intrigues you? And thank you for continuing to do so. We grow together. What questions would you like us to ask? So, here, do you have any practices for cultivating gratitude in your daily life? What are they? What are they? Prayer or walk in nature? Jumping jack, plash, yeah. Workouts for geriatrics, a.k.a. silver streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. Because it is. It's about health, wellness, and wealth. So I'd love to hear your tips, if you have any suggestions. What works for you? What's working for you? What isn't working for you? What are you contemplating? How are you digesting your food? Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. But your food for your mind and your body. Gratitude, power, intuition, awakening, holistic living. Hopefully, encouraging our listeners to share their experiences on the voicemail message board will not only gather valuable insights for future content, but also foster a sense of community, which is what this show is about forever and ever. Hopefully, increased engagement, and obviously, appreciating a loyal listening audience. Doing our very best to give you, to the best of reality, what you yearn for in these categories within business and in life. So having full schedules, balancing agendas, those of you still in the workforce, whatever those of you do that are in retirement, combination of the two, semi-retirement, kids from 1 to 92, what's your daily demographic? What's your dynamic? Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world that I've been blessed to have the exposure of these shows that I do. And it's because of you guys and gals, because of the provocative guests I've been blessed with, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, lawyers, manufacturers, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We cover a multitude of subjects. Thus the three audio shows and the YouTube offering. So if you have a full schedule, welcome to Monday. Mondays, can't trust that day. Mama and the Papas, Brenda Carlisle, Manic Monday. They don't have to be. Also, part of things that are funny, perhaps, great music, those are conditionings in the subconscious of things that we keep recantering and repeating over the years. Self-inspiration is awesome. What's the game? What are your tangible results in life and in business? What are your tangible results? Are both elements of your life a spiraling vortex? So, if you / we going virtual with mnemonics, I've done many times, virtual characters from the dead, it's a technique, or characters that would never be on my show for a multitude of reasons, or whatever the scenario is, we can do it that way. How would you like to see this show's interaction help you? If indeed it does, and if indeed it's perceived that way. Thank you. The importance of building a strong network, not only in Maine, M-A-I-N-E, Main Street, Portland, Maine, everywhere, globally, around the world, whether you're in business, however you are in business, if you are, be it brick and mortar, shop proprietors, Main Street, everywhere, businesses, we're at the precipice. We're going to get on the backside. We have to do it together. So as a retired business professional, just by attrition, you know, lots of mistakes, you have to fail, you know, all those things we've done. A winner never quits, a quitter never wins. Mentor moments. Believe me, you have to fail to succeed. So whatever modicum of success, and I did have success. I did. In many genres. But going way back, which I've done in the anthology of time, you never go into social welfare, when it was called, and or teaching. Inside joke. to make money or with the gains of, oh, I'm going to be rich and famous or whatever. So you see, we all have had those ideals and, you know, do the right thing and 8 to 5, go to college or whatever. I did all of the above. I retired from corporate America in 1995 for a multitude of reasons. It was so screwy then. So what we're doing is continually picking ourselves up, shaking ourselves out. I'm retired. I try to give back the best way I can in Google Ambassadorship using these shows as platforms. I need your help. We need each other's help. Actionable advice. Telling stories is great. I love to do that. It's something I aspired to do since a kid, be a storyteller with my own personal heroes that I've mentioned many times. Samuel Clemens, Will Rogers. I'm attempting to do that. Whether I'm humorous or whatever, all in the eyes of the beholders, my point on that is, if you're looking for inspiration for Maine-based, United States-based, worldwide-based, wherever you are, we have many attributes within the intuitive groups that have large numbers with built-in expertise. Let's spread and share the wealth, literally and figuratively. Maine Mentor Moment. I'll talk about all of that at the said show. Hopefully carving out this podcast to continue to be the unique niche that it always has been and always will be, via myself being at the helm of it. It's an intersection of health and wellness, wealth building, and ethereal life tenets. I'm going to wrap it up there today, trying to keep these a little bit shorter. So, part-time market share opportunities, when, where, and if applicable, check it out at my shows. This is a micro niche within health and wellness and wealth building. We're exploring specific practices within health and wellness and wealth that connect to achieving wealth. Mindfulness practices for building financial security, if you want to go that route. The power of gratitude, if you definitely want to go that route to manifest your life with abundance, whatever that is for you guys and gals. How do your specific ethereal life tenets connect to practical health and wealth practices? We are interviewing guests with expertise. We'll continue to do so in specific ethereal practices and exploring connections to well-being and financial success. If you have expertise in either of those categories, reach out at the message board. Leave me messages. If you're dealing with your own agency or whatever, I'm dealing with many of them. Reach out. Touch face. Call to action. Encourage our listeners to share their experiences with your ethereal life tenets and impact on health and wealth. We're attempting to host more Q&A sessions by these listener polls, daily questions, to get the audience participation at a different level. We want to hold your attention. I want to have provocative guests. I want to try to the best of my ability to give you what you yearn for in the way of information. And of course, good medicine is food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So identify your own specific interests. With all due respect when I say that, help us out within your core themes, that pun intended for my workouts for geriatrics, folks. So we're going to be partnering and are with other podcasters and YouTubers, that's already in the works, check out my archives, focusing on related topics to expand our reach and introduce our approach to our collective audience. Hopefully, there'll be more visuals. I'm hopefully going to get some help on that over the summer. We'll see. But always intimating and talking, calming visuals through manifestation, through meditation, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Ethereal, reflecting on your focus of ethereal lifetimes. Be them nature scenes, soft colors, animation. Shorter content, hopefully, case in point, and with more depth. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.